According to U.S. Department of Agriculture data, in January 2021, Indiana had 412 commercial pet breeders. That's the second most in the country. Under Indiana law, a licensed commercial breeder must maintain more than 20 unaltered females. Animal rights activists refer to these breeders as puppy and kitten mills and say they prioritize profit over animal well-being.
I think that a lot of these puppy mills, I mean, not only do they mistreat their animals, but they're not very upfront about the conditions.
That's Bloomington City Council member Isabel Piedmont Smith. She co-sponsored Ordinance 21-45, which will prohibit pet shops from selling cats and dogs beginning in 2023. She says the goal is to deprive puppy and kitten mills of customers. This means Anthony's Pets and Delilah's Pet Shop will no longer be allowed to profit as a middle party between animal breeders and potential adopters. However, Delilah's founder, Karen Kidwell, says her store is already selective when choosing breeders.
It doesn't seem to me like it makes any difference whether you do it right or not. And that's not a good message to send anyone.
Kidwell says her employees work hard to pair puppies with proper owners. Delilah's even requires the animals be surrendered to the shop if owners are unable to care for them. She says customers, often students, come in to play with the pets, which socializes them and prepares them for a future home. This has even built the store reputation in the community.
A lot of the people that have, over the years that have lived here and maybe moved away somewhere that had originally bought a puppy from us have come back and bought puppies from us because they liked the way they were handled.
But animal rights activists disagree with Delilah's practices and say there's no such thing as an ethical sale of a cat or dog in a pet shop because reputable breeders would not sell to third parties.
What happens when you contact a responsible breeder is that they will want to invite you to their property. They will want you to meet the parents of the puppy in which you're purchasing, and they will want to make sure that that puppy is a good fit for your family.
That's Samantha Morton, Indiana State Director for the Humane Society of the United States. She says stores such as Delilah's are in a good position to transition business models because of the supplies and grooming services it offers.
We have many boutique pet stores that sell food, collars, beds, offer grooming services. And these are things that people are coming back for time and time again. It's not just a one-time purchase of a dog or a cat.
Large stores such as PetSmart and Petco already prohibit the sale of cats and dogs under corporate policies. T&T Pet Food is a local example of a shop with similar practices. Piedmont Smith says T&T's success speaks to the large market of animal owners in Bloomington and is a good sign for Delilah's and Anthony's.
I don't want to put them out of business, but I think it's possible that they can adjust and still be profitable.
The ordinance does allow shops to partner with local organizations that adopt out animals. This not only encourages people to buy supplies from the store at the time of adoption, but also provides crowded shelters additional space to house and showcase animals.
It provides another venue where people can, see the animals that are up for adoption. And, once you see an animal and interact with an animal, you're much more likely to adopt.
While selling a cat or dog in a pet shop will be illegal, the ordinance does not stop individuals from directly contacting private breeders. For WFIU News, I'm Holden Apsher.